U.S. Vice President, or the former Vice President, Mike Pence, is expected to throw his hat in the ring for president. His campaign for the Republican nomination is set to launch next week in Iowa, and it puts him in direct competition with his former boss, Donald Trump. Doug High is the former communications director of the Republican National Convention. Hi, Doug.
It's good to be with you. Thank you.
Does Mike Pence have a shot?
I think everybody who's announced or is announcing has a chance, but it starts with going through Donald Trump. Nobody's going to be the nominee by trying to go around him or avoid confronting Donald Trump. He's the front runner today. That's going to remain until somebody can take him down. And if somebody takes Donald Trump out, whether it's a Mike Pence or a Ron DeSantis or whomever else, Chris Christie maybe, then the field can reset. And at that point, it's open for anybody to take it.
Talk to us about the balance that Mike Pence is trying to strike here, because in one breath he talks quite a lot about the Trump-Pence administration. I'd suggest he's the only person in the world to use that term. But in the same sense, of course, over the last couple of years, he's tried to distance himself from Donald Trump. So it's a delicate balance.
It's very delicate. He's trying to do two things at once. One, he wants to claim credit for a lot of the policy victories that Trump had. He wants to emphasize the substance and what he was able to do, while also being critical of all of those things that we saw from Donald Trump, that outraged voters, that caused controversy, things that he said or that he did that weren't really in line with conservative victories that Mike Pence wants to really bring home as he goes to Iowa and New Hampshire to Republican primary voters. Trump is still leading with those voters. Pence is trying to split the atom a little bit and talk about what those successes are, while also labeling all of the failures and behavioral failures at Donald Trump's feet.
Yeah, let's not forget that Donald Trump was very openly campaigning for Mike Pence to effectively overthrow the election results. And of course, in the January 6th riots, we saw people calling for Mike Pence to be hung outside the halls of Congress, which is just extraordinary. So how is Donald Trump going to react to Pence's announcement?
We know how Donald Trump is going to react. He's going to attack and he's going to call Mike Pence names, as he does with Ron DeSantis or anybody else who challenges him. This is what Donald Trump is very consistent in how he campaigns on this. But what we know is for Mike Pence, it's going to be more personal. Pence, in doing his job as vice president and upholding and defending the Constitution that he swore to do, he did the right thing. But if you're Donald Trump, you didn't follow that blood oath of loyalty that Donald Trump demands of you. And Donald Trump isn't somebody who gives points. He only takes them away one at a time. And that's what Mike Pence is going to have to face in this primary.
And in terms of policy distinctions, are there things that are going to really define Mike Pence as being different to Donald Trump?
Well, he's going to talk about the substance and the real legislative and political victories. Donald Trump isn't a series of policy positions or issue statements. Donald Trump is an attitude, whereas Mike Pence is a very cerebral person who's focused on issues, and he's going to hope to appeal to evangelical voters. That's where a big part of the Republican base is. That's also Mike Pence's natural political home. He's clearly going to face some uphill battles with Donald Trump on this, but he's going to focus on the substance in winning those voters as much as he can.
It's going to be a fascinating 18 months. Thanks so much. That's Doug High.
For more from Heather Duplessy-Allen Drive, listen live to News Talk ZB from 4 p.m. weekdays or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.
Shared Lunch is your chance to see behind the share price of the companies you invest in.
I'm not sure that 2024 will be a year that people remember fondly.
Hear from CEOs and experts with a fresh take on what's happening in the markets here and abroad.
There are a number of reasons that you might hold Bitcoin. It's often described as digital gold.
Shared Lunch from Sharesies with Business Desk.
You know, the World Bank is reported as saying that we're probably 3 years into five very difficult years. Where are the opportunities for people here?
When it comes to investing, we'll always bring something to the table. Listen on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.